But this year's first debate on foreign affairs and national security signaled a change. Political analysts generally agree that the content of last Thursday's debate between President Bush and his Democratic Party challenger John Kerry was substantial and serious. And furthermore, they say both candidates presented their contrasting positions in a clear and definitive manner. In today's Dateline, Judith Latham takes a closer look at some of the issues in the debate.
Iraq dominated the first debate between President Bush and Senator Kerry. The two candidates differed on almost every aspect of the war in Iraq and other foreign policy issues, the threat posed by Saddam Hussein, the way the war in Iraq has been conducted, the best plan for securing the peace, and the wisest way to deal with nuclear proliferation and the weapons programs of North Korea and Iran. President Bush says his position on how to conduct the war on terrorism has been resolute and firm.
I understand everybody in this country doesn't agree with the decisions I made, but people know where I stand.
And now Senator Kerry.
I believe in being strong and resolute and determined, and I will hunt down and kill the terrorists wherever they are. But we also have to be smart. And smart means not diverting your attention from the real war on terror in Afghanistan against Osama bin Laden. This president has made a colossal error of judgment.
President Bush defended the wisdom of the United States simultaneously going after al-Qaeda and former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein.
To say that there's only one focus on the war on terror doesn't really understand the nature of the war on terror. Of course we're after bin Laden. We're making progress.
But Senator Kerry in the debate argued that the administration's primary focus on regime change in Iraq has diverted America's attention from its vital national security interests.
Iraq was not even close to the center of the war on terror before the president invaded it. And he rushed to war in Iraq without a plan to win the peace. You don't take America to war unless you have a plan to win the peace. You don't send troops to war without the body armor that they need. This president, I don't know if he sees what's really happening on there, but it's getting worse by the day. We got weapons of mass destruction crossing the border every single day, and they're blowing people up, and we don't have enough troops there.
In the debate on Iraq, President Bush accused Senator Kerry, as he has throughout the campaign, of being inconsistent and flip-flopping on the issues.
I think what is misleading is to say you can lead and succeed in Iraq if you keep changing your positions on this war, and he has.
But Senator Kerry maintains that is a misreading of his position on going to war and winning the peace.
I've had one position, one consistent position, that Saddam Hussein was a threat, there was a right way to disarm him and a wrong way, and the president chose the wrong way. Now we have a choice here. I've laid out a plan by which I think we can be successful in Iraq, with the summit, by doing better training faster, by doing what we need to do with respect to the UN and the elections. So the choice for America is you can have a plan that I've laid out in 4 points, or you have the president's plan, which is 4 words, more of the same. I think my plan is better.
President Bush disagrees with his opponent that he took America to war precipitously without building a real coalition against Saddam Hussein.
I never wanted to commit troops, but the enemy attacked us. I have a solemn duty to protect the American people.
But Senator Kerry reiterated his view that the administration's energy was actually focused on the wrong enemy, as we hear in this heated exchange between the two rivals.
The president just said something extraordinarily revealing in this debate. He just said, the enemy attacked us. Saddam Hussein didn't attack us. Osama bin Laden attacked us.
Of course I know Osama bin Laden attacked us. And secondly, to think that another round of resolutions would have caused Saddam Hussein to disarm is ludicrous in my judgment. He had the capability of making weapons, and he would have made weapons.
35 to 40 countries in the world had a greater capability of making weapons at the moment the president invaded than Saddam Hussein. And while he's been diverted, North Korea's got nuclear weapons and the world is more dangerous. Iran is moving towards nuclear weapons and the world is more dangerous. I'd have made a better choice.
In one respect, the two candidates are in agreement on the threat posed by nuclear proliferation, but they differ on the best way to deal with it. First, President Bush.
We've put proliferation as one of the centerpieces of a multi-pronged strategy to make the country safer. We'll be implementing a missile defense system relatively quickly, and that is another way to help deal with the threats that we face.
However, Senator Kerry says the president has had 4 years to do something effective about the threat posed by nuclear proliferation.
And North Korea's got more weapons. Iran is moving towards weapons. And at his pace, it'll take 13 years to secure those weapons in Russia. I'm going to do it in 4 years, and I'm going to immediately set out to have bilateral talks with North Korea. We have a different set of convictions about how we make our country stronger here at home and respected again in the world. I believe we're strongest when we reach out and lead the world and build strong alliances. We need a fresh start, a new credibility, a president who can bring allies to our side.
President Bush says he is already doing many of the things in Iraq that Senator Kerry suggests the United States needs to do.
The next 4 years, we will continue to strengthen our homeland defenses. We will strengthen our intelligence gathering services. We will reform our military. We will fight the terrorists around the world so we do not have to face them here at home. We'll continue to build our alliances by being steadfast and resolute and strong, by supporting our troops. We can achieve the peace we all want.
Political analysts generally agree that the first presidential debate sharpened the policy differences between the candidates. Robert Lieber, professor of government and foreign service at Georgetown University, points out that it was the first time the candidates have met directly in a debate since the long presidential election campaign began.
They dealt with the really big, important issues. And we got a good, thorough debate on the main issue in foreign policy, which is the war on terror, and to some extent, the question of Iraq. On the performance of the candidates, it might, I think, best in fairness be described as a standoff.
Lee Feinstein, former Clinton administration official and senior foreign policy fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, agrees that both President Bush and Senator Kerry expressed their views clearly.
On the substance, I think the debate basically put forward the two essential foreign policy views, the choices that we're facing, which is, in a phrase, is it better to be loved or feared? And I think President Bush made the case effectively for hard power, and John Kerry made a very good and detailed case for soft power.
And perhaps in that sense of clearly defining their differences, both President Bush and Senator Kerry could be said to be winners of the debate. But perhaps the electorate was the biggest winner of all, in that the major issues between the candidates are now clearer than at any time during the campaign. For Dateline, I'm Judith Latham.